Well, it looks like the Democrats don't want to hear from anybody about any of their bad policies, and they really want to stop the initiatives. I guess trying to beat people up and run them over with cars and pay paid protesters to go elsewhere and you name it didn't work because, once again, we've got two initiatives from Let's Go Washington on the ballot. But here's something that might surprise you. It's not just Republicans opposing these changes that the Democrats want to make to the initiative process. There's also some Democrats who are opposing it as well. Joining us now to discuss on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line, Senator Jeff Wilson, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Ari, for having me on tonight. And let's get cracking on a hot topic you've got to talk about.
All right, fantastic. So let's start with this. So as I understand it, it's not just Brian Haywood, Let's Go Washington, Jim Walsh, and Republicans who want to stop this initiative killer that the Democrats have. It's Democrats as well, including previous Secretary of States.
Well, let me put it this way. There is an initiative killer bill out there that I will say is on the loose. It's Senate Bill 5973, brought to us by the majority Democrat Party. And it's very clear that this is a bad bill. This bill is trying to put our voters and everybody in Washington State a little bit further on mute when it comes to enacting their constitutional right to tell direct democracy through initiative to us electeds. It's a very scary bill going on. That's why it's a killer bill.
All right. So why don't we discuss some of the things it's going to do? What is it going to do exactly to kill the initiative process?
Well, there's some fear out there. It's been proposed that if you pay signature gatherers, whether you pay by the signature or you just pay for them, somehow that means bad things can happen. And they have asserted that this bill will have the ability to correct fraud in the signature gathering process that ultimately turn into signatures. And I'm going to offer up to your listeners right off the bat with that first item. What is that? Egg on the face of the Secretary of State's responsibilities? These signatures are already checked and rechecked and verified by the Secretary of State. So there is a check and balance system. And when you claim that there's fraud, we should have clear proof that that exists. And Ari, I don't see it. In fact, I don't see it whatsoever happening. I see very few cases. And we heard in testimony just yesterday from both sides of the party, a Democratic Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Sam Reid, and we heard it from current Secretary and a Democrat, that this simply isn't the case. These are very few instances. So don't be scared with the assertion that there's a lot of fraud going on, because I haven't seen it. I'm waiting to see it. I've asked for proof, but it hasn't happened.
Okay, so I make sure I got this right. We have tons of fraud allegations about what's going on at DCYF, for example. And we know that their own state auditors have acknowledged $2 million in overpayments and other waste. They've acknowledged $500 million was unaccounted for. They've acknowledged they were one of the most danger-prone, fiscally irresponsible agencies. And they've acknowledged that they haven't seen their financials from daycare providers in 4 years. But they're saying there's no fraud there and accusing you guys of fraud?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, what they're saying is there's lots of fraud. But all right, there hasn't been any measurable fraud that I can think of or demonstrate to your listeners since 2013. There just simply hasn't been any fraud. And we know that there could be potential fraud on a modern existence with DCYF. And we need to get in there and do an audit. But quite frankly, don't listen to the sky is falling story that there's fraud, because it's so long ago. Some of your listeners may not have even been born in 2013.
Crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff. Definitely the kids in the back of the car weren't born back then who are listening to the parents right now. We're talking with Senator Jeff Wilson about the new Democrat proposed initiative killer. What else does it do? Paid signature gatherers? What other things does it do?
Well, it also sets another barrier, another hoop to jump, that you've got to get 1,000 signatures first. And then you got to run them to the Secretary of State and say, hey, are these true signatures and are they okay to go? And that gives you permission then to start if it passes. But remember, with this entire process, you don't have forever. This eats up a lot of time and a lot of energy and availability to move forward a message to your legislators. It really kills the clock. And the Secretary of State's already have a system. Again, they're doing their job. They're not always the most popular position in the state offices, but I'm going to offer up that we do have proper checks and balances, and that's what happens. There have been millions and millions of signatures that have been vetted properly with no F word, R8, no fraud has been demonstrated through most, by far, the overwhelming majority of signatures that are gathered. And this is something that was proven by the courts, the right to do this on paid signatures. The courts have already spoken a long time ago that there's no real evidence that says you can't draw a correlation to just because somebody's getting paid, that equals fraud. That kind of message is misrepresentation of the facts.
So we're talking with Senator Jeff Wilson, and here's something. Let's say they really want to work on the initiative system. You know what's frustrating to me is that you go out, you get all the signatures you have right now. It's been approved by the attorney general. They wrote the language for it. It gets on the ballot. You have an election. It gets approved. Then the Supreme Court weighs in on it. I mean, look, from the Democrat perspective, maybe change that system where you have the Supreme Court weigh in on it first, and then their Supreme Court can kill the initiatives right out the gate, and we don't have to spend a lot of money. Wouldn't that be easier than all the hoops they're trying to make you jump through?
Well, of course it would, but this is going to be something that's a little bit more torturous. In other words, the pain, the barrier, the agony to put your voice on mute rather than respect your right, guaranteed by the Washington State Constitution for the people to have a right to referendum and initiative. These are things that are to be protected, Ari, never to be attacked and to impede or to make it harder to do. I mean, it's a pretty obvious message that the legislature just may not want to hear from you. And in order to do that, we're going to make this so hard, and you will be punished for the process of the initiative. And I'm going to tell you right now, rich or poor, anybody should have the right to do initiatives, and anybody should have a fast track to their legislature to say, this is what we think and feel.
In the last few minutes, we have Senator Jeff Wilson. As I understand it, referendums are a lot easier to get done, but what the Democrats do is they make everything emergency legislation so people can't do referendums and have to do initiatives instead. So Democrats have pretty much already killed any way of doing a referendum. Now it looks like they're trying to kill the initiatives. What can people do if they want to voice their opposition to this initiative killer bill?
Well, there are a number of ways. We're going through the process now, and that's what happened yesterday. We had over 11,000 concerned Washingtonians weigh in for just a little teeny two-hour meeting in state government and elections yesterday in the Senate, and 10,000 of those 11,000 people said, this is a bad idea. But we still moved forward. And I'm telling you, it was a meeting that I wasn't proud of because people weren't even had the opportunity to finish or even get to the stage properly because time ran out. But listen, the numbers don't lie. The citizens have said that when they weighed in on this, Ari, that we're going down the wrong road. But again, that's the difference of the majority party. We don't have the control to say this is a bad bill, stop it now. We have to fight to put this bill down, and that's what we're going to do.
I find it fascinating of how many people are in opposition to this who aren't just Republicans or supporters of Let's Go Washington or anything else. Seems like there's a ton of Democrats on board as well. And even Steve Hobbs sitting there saying, he's the current Secretary of State, he's a Democrat, saying this is ridiculous. You guys don't need to be doing this, speaks volumes. Senator Jeff Wilson, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for fighting so hard on behalf of all of us here in Seattle over there in Olympia. Do appreciate it.
Thank you and God bless.